Hello?
Hi, is this Concho Valley?
Yes,
Hi, sir, it's Antonio. ¿Te habla español?
No, it's Spanish. Sorry.
It's okay, sir. I just had a quick question. Have you guys been getting, like, consistent calls from for the services that you provide, or have things been, like, kind of up and down?
Pretty consistent.
Pretty consistent? Okay, and are you, like, fully booked right now, or is there, like, a job that... Go ahead, sir.
I'm always booked up, honestly.
Your marketing must be working fine then, I believe. Or...
I really don't even market. I don't have no type of marketing at all. I just word of mouth and just talking to people.
Okay. Last question, sir, I swear. I know you're busy. Is there a point where getting you some new clients would not be a bad idea?
No, it wouldn't be a bad idea. Just we need to know. Like, what company are you with?
It's called Local Splash, sir. It's been working for a little bit more than 20 years. I know you get calls like this all the time.
Yeah.
Our main two focuses are the exclusivity, which is non-shared clients or listings, right? And also the second would be the consistency on the calls themselves or jobs. Because since we'd be working together on that area, if we are not providing a service that you expected, eventually you're just going to leave and we won't have a foot on that area anymore. So it does have to work out, you know, for both of us. So it's different that way than a lot of companies that they work with, you know, with your competition as well, right? Eventually somebody's going to grab that lead or somebody's going to pan out. It doesn't affect them. In our case, a little bit more filtered out because we're looking for a long-term relation. So that's us.
So what do you build out? Like, what kind of, like, is it like is it marketing or?
Well, yeah, I mean, like things that are actually working out right now. We're open minded on it, but right now, I mean, let's be honest. This is the example I tend to put. Let's say we're driving right now we're going to make an estimate, right? And our car is starting to heat up. So the scenario usually goes, I'm gonna obviously, stop the car, just grab my phone, and I'm gonna look directly for a mechanic shop near me. People tend to use Google, right? It's just a scenario, right? Or a tire just blow out. I'm going to look for a tire shop near me. So again, you know, when you mentioned this kind of things, they're like, oh, everybody talks about it. But I want to be honest with you. People are looking at, are using those as tools very often. And this type of service is not something that you just sell. It's something that is worth. So what I'm trying to say, just to end this subject, is that this has everything to do with the guys that are behind the wheel, you know, with the right company. Because even my daughter can try to do this, you know, but you know who's actually, you know, being consistent with it? Because it's competition is the primary element here, you know.
Yeah.
But that's just like a little a breakthrough of.
So is it like kind of Google? I got you, bro. So it's kind of like Google listings.
Google Ads, Facebook, artificial intelligence, I mean, all those things that are bringing results right now. It's not one of those super specialized, we only work with this type of thing, and we're just, you know, it's just, this is related to, you know, demand, people that are searching, and since there's right now enough demand to get another company up there, that's why we're actively searching right now, so. It's just...
Got you. I see what you mean. I guess, how much of the services be?
It's directly linked to the volume that you're, that you're open on getting. For example, in your case that you usually keep pretty consistent, I mean, I believe it's something just, you know, very, basic in a way. I'm not sure if I'm phrasing it right. But to answer your question, the prices vary from $10 a day, $12 a day, $13 up to $18, right? Which is the big, you know, just kind of dominating your area there. But it just, it's a matter of what you're looking for. Either you're just trying to fill some spots, trying to have a better view of the jobs that are coming in, trying to grow your company, which usually that's the same one actually. And the last one is when you're trying to, you know, put the whole pedal to the metal and just dominate your area. People left and right are hitting you. You know, they're looking at you, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. In my case, I'll be honest with you. I could be totally wrong. I mean, we just started talking, but I feel like you do keep consistent. But I mean, it's just I'm not sure if you're, are you trying to just maintain or are you trying to grow your company or do you like your rhythm? I mean, it's just.
I would say probably grow. I mean, I stay consistent. So, I mean, I do sales, bro. That's all I do. Is I sell all day long. So I typically close about 3 to 4 jobs a week, but, I just run off Angie's List. Angie's List and just word of mouth. So I'm in a small West Texas town, but, definitely if it helps grow, then I'll be interested in. Only reason I'm on the call still is because, you know, I kind of like the way your approach is. It's not so,
Thank you.
Just, you know, you're being honest, you know?
Thank you.
I would definitely like a callback though. Right now I'm on my way to go pick up some, water hoses right now and a fire washer. Cause my business is residential and commercial remodeling. That's basically what I do. When's a better time to like say like actual like meeting? Like, do you do like is it like a meeting you do or just only phone calls?
Usually, I mean, it should be taking like 5 to 15 minutes to listen to prices and then see what you like, if it even makes sense, right? Cause you haven't, pitched in, an accurate price, right? We're not sure.
Yeah.
And then after that, of course, if you do see something of value, of course, the call can extend, but it's usually on a call. My directors do Zoom as well. I mean, but usually it's right there on the phone. Seeing the prices and talking some strategies and see if it's going to actually work out for both of us.
And gotcha. Okay.
It should not take much of your time though.
So is this a good number to save or would you come back on a different number?
You can always call at this phone. It will take you directly to the company, to be honest. And you can just get a director that way, no problem. If you want me to catch up with you, I can also do that. The main thing here is that it is live inventory. You said you're working with Angie's at the moment?
Yeah, okay. Angie's List, yeah.
Okay, so I'm not going to talk trash about anybody, okay? That's not my objective here. Since the start, I've been just trying to highlight what we do. So I'm not sure if you noticed that the leads and that listing is actually shared with your competition.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yeah. So I know, trust me, I know it's pretty harsh, but I've been doing this a long time as far as sales goes. So like, I make it make sense to the customer every single time. So like some of the leads suck. I'm not gonna lie. Like, you know, we get maybe 30 leads out of the month and out of those 30 that we're closing, you know, maybe 20. Or 17. It just depends on the ratio that we.
That's a high conversion rate, brother. For those type of, I'm sorry, man. You're doing good sale. Okay, go keep going. Sorry to interrupt.
No, you're good. But no, but it is. It can be rough though, for sure, because it's like some of them don't pull all the information in. Some of them are just like, you know, the same lead over and over. You know, like sometimes I get the same lead like twice. Kind of makes me mad, you know. And I can't like get the lead back. But majority of the time, I mean, I definitely close it. But then again, I'm having to fight harder for the lead, a good lead.
Yeah.
You know, so I can definitely understand, you know, what you're offering is just like, you know, not shared leads.
Exactly.
So. No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, because my main two focus points is the non-shared leads, because let's be honest, man, it just, You're working on that. The sales is the hardest part of business, brother. You know that. I mean, it's just not.
Yeah.
You cannot be good enough for sales, man. Honestly, it's just. And you're talking to somebody. You're educating. You're doing remodeling. That's not, you know, it's not a walk on the grass, buddy. I mean, you're gonna take 15, 20, 30 minutes on that call, and then somebody else just comes and gives him a better price. You educated. Somebody takes 5 minutes to just give him a better price, and you lost your sale. You lost your time. And I'm pretty sure you're on the same page with this, that time is the most valuable thing. I get out of work, I do this, I do that. How I wish that the day had 26 hours. If I had one more hour to do something, man, I would do a lot of things. But time is, you know, when people are keeping busy, time is the most valuable thing. So this will save you time, of course. That's the main focus. And what I was about to say, I'm sorry if I'm just blabbing a lot.
Oh, you're good.
Try not to do that, but I'm getting here, is that it doesn't affect them if they're not bringing results, man. Somebody else is going to take that lead. Because what we're offering is only meant for one company because there's demand. If you're tomorrow saying, hey, you know what, guys? I got four people now with me that I added. I want more business. You know what? I'm aiming at commercial. How am I going to bring you the results that you're expecting? Well, this listing is built for that. Even the unexpected things, right? Demand, volume. So that's the difference. It doesn't affect them. Somebody else is just going to take them. And this is what they're taking. This list that was meant for one company, let's say yourself, they're sharing it with four or five people. Right. That way they can multiply their earnings.
Is there anyone going to call back, bro? Because I think I'm on the phone calling right now. I've got a customer calling me.
I'll send me a text. Or I'll give you a call in 20 minutes.
Okay, thank you.
Got it.